With just a few parliamentary sitting weeks to go for 2017, the Turnbull government's up against the clock. The dual citizenship sagas dominated federal politics for 4 months, and despite a meeting between the Prime Minister and opposition leader in Melbourne this afternoon, there's no clear way forward just yet. They've agreed to work together to stop the uncertainty before the end of the year. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the meeting was constructive, despite there being no firm outcome.
I am very committed, and always have been, to the disclosures being presented to the Parliament before the end of the year, and the House and the Senate being able to consider them, because you're going to have 226 forms, basically, many of which will be not have anything very interested in them, like mine, for example. Others may have quite a lot of complex genealogical history and maybe even legal information.
Earlier this week, Mr. Turnbull announced a plan to roll out a citizenship register that would force all federal MPs and senators to declare their citizenship status, including their birthplace and that of their parents, within 21 days. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Labor is getting more advice on that proposal following today's meeting.
Oh, well, I think this is a crisis which unfortunately needs to be dealt with immediately. When I say unfortunately, it shouldn't have got to this, but it has. Mr. Turnbull's resolution only goes to what the actual individual MP might believe. But I think that we require, and the High Court set, a higher test of us. Labor is not going to support watering down the High Court decisions to help a few MPs scrape back into Parliament.
Labor's voiced concerns about the 21-day timeframe. So has Greens leader Richard Di Natale.
The Prime Minister has concocted a timetable that buys him some time to Christmas, that kicks the can down the road, and that won't actually resolve the crisis that lies ahead of us. The Greens are saying to Malcolm Turnbull, have every Member of Parliament produce their documentation within the next fortnight. By the end of next week's sitting week in the Senate, every single Member of Parliament should be able to provide the documentation that's required.
The Prime Minister has admitted his plan could include bringing back Parliament for a few extra days before Christmas to refer any remaining dual citizenship matters to the High Court. There's also speculation that if too many MPs are caught up in the saga as a result of the new disclosure process, there could even be an early election. Australian Conservatives leader and former Liberal Senator Corey Bernardi says there needs to be a circuit breaker on the issue.
Well, this is an unedifying soap opera that's turned Australian politics into a farce. The only way we can restore some credibility and some confidence in our political system is for the Prime Minister to suspend the Parliament.
In the meantime, fingers continue to be pointed at other potential dual citizenship cases. Australian tennis champion turned Sydney MP John Alexander is still waiting to hear back from British authorities about whether he is a dual British citizen by descent through his father. And Tasmanian Labor MP Justine Kay is under the spotlight over suggestions she was late to lodge her paperwork to renounce her British citizenship around the time of her nomination. Another government MP who's had to defend her citizenship status is Julia Banks. She's told SBS Radio she has never taken up Greek citizenship.
My personal view is that if you are born here, all people should have the right to stand for Parliament. I've never been a dual citizen of Greece. I've never been a dual citizen. I'm not a registered citizen of Greece.
Treasurer Scott Morrison is adamant there are other issues the government needs to focus on.
Whose people's parents are, or their grandparents for that matter, is not the reason we need to act on petrol prices and electricity prices or on any of the issues that are affecting households across the country.